This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Dominica has announced to confer its highest national honour to Prime Minister Narendra Modi at India-CARICOM summit in Guyana. Dominica has decided to bestow the Dominica Award of Honour to Prime Minister Modi in recognition of his contributions to Dominica during the COVID-19 pandemic and his dedication to strengthening the partnership between India and Dominica. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address 3 rallies in the state today. On the other hand, leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is campaigning in Nandurbar and Nanded today. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar is going to campaign in different constituencies in Pune. Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray is scheduled to campaign in Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar and Ahilya Nagar. In Jharkhand, after completion of the first phase of assembly elections, campaigning has intensified for the second phase of polling, which will be held on the 20th of this month. Leaders of both NDA and India bloc are scheduled to address a series of meetings in their respective areas. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah will campaign in the state today. He will address 3 election meetings at Giridih, Gandeh and Bokaro, while UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is scheduled to hold election rallies at Dhanbad, Bokaro and Bermo. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will address election meetings at Deoghar, Dumka and Bokaro. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and left parties will also address poll rallies in different parts of the state. The second phase of polling will be on the 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has attached the immovable property of a key terror accused linked with the Lashkar-e-Taiba offshoot, the Resistance Front. The action has been taken in a case relating to the brutal killing of 2 non-locals in Srinagar in February this year. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal inaugurated the 43rd India International Trade Fair at New Delhi's Bharat Mandapam today. On the sidelines of the event, Minister of Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy inaugurated the pavilion of the Ministry of Mines at the India International Trade Fair. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, ITPO General Manager Coordination Shankaranand Bharati said this year's fair's theme is based on Vikasit Bharat at 2047, and Jharkhand is the focus state of the fair. The Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has issued guidelines that all coaching institutes must disclose relevant information regarding their students and courses to prevent parents and candidates from being misled. Consumer Affairs Secretary Nidhi Khare issued a set of guidelines in New Delhi against the misleading advertisements used by various coaching institutes. Voting for parliamentary elections in Sri Lanka is underway, with varying turnout reaching 25% to 40% in various districts at 11 a.m. Over 17 million voters are eligible to exercise their franchise as the island elects 225 members to the parliament. World Diabetes Day is being observed today with the aim of raising awareness about diabetes, a significant public health challenge impacting millions worldwide. Every year, this day is observed to highlight the urgent need for comprehensive action in diabetes prevention, early diagnosis, effective management, and equitable access to care. The theme for this year is Breaking Barriers, Bridging Gaps, which emphasizes the collective commitment to overcoming obstacles in diabetes care and ensuring that every individual diagnosed with diabetes has access to high-quality, affordable treatment. At the ongoing Women's Asia Hockey Champions Trophy in Bihar, hosts and defending champions India will take on Thailand in their third match at Rajgir at 4:45 this afternoon. India defeated Malaysia 4-0 in their first match, while they clinched a 3-2 win over South Korea in their second game. With 2 wins in as many matches, the hosts aim to build on their momentum as they face their opponents today. The Nepali Under-19 Women's Cricket Team has qualified for the ICC T20 Women's Under-19 World Cup 2025. And with that, we end this news bulletin.